1. Transitional Culture Worlds. The seven major worlds swinging around Jerusalem are generally known as the transition culture spheres. Their rulers are designated from time to time by the Jerusalem Supreme Executive Council. These spheres are numbered and named as follows. Number 1. The Finaliter World. This is the headquarters of the Finaliter Corps of the local system, and is surrounded by the receiving worlds, the seven mansion worlds, dedicated so fully to the scheme of mortal ascension. The Finaliter world is accessible to the inhabitants of all seven mansion worlds. Transport seraphim carry ascending personalities back and forth on these pilgrimages, which are designed to cultivate their faith in the ultimate destiny of transition mortals. Although the Finaliters and their structures are not ordinarily perceptible to Morontia vision, you will be more than thrilled from time to time when the energy transformers and the Morontia power supervisors enable you momentarily to glimpse these high spirit personalities who have actually completed the Paradise Ascension and who have returned to the very worlds where you are beginning this long journey as the pledge of assurance that you may and can complete the stupendous undertaking. All Mansion World sojourners go to the Finaliter Sphere at least once a year for these assemblies of Finaliter visualization. Number 2. The Morontia World. This planet is the headquarters of the supervisors of Morontia life, and is surrounded by the seven spheres whereon the Morontia chiefs train their associates and helpers, both Morontia beings and ascending mortals. In passing through the seven mansion worlds, you will also progress through these cultural and social spheres of increasing Morontia contact. When you advance from the first to the second mansion world, you will become eligible for a visitor's permit to Transitional Headquarters Number 2, the Morontia World, and so on. And when present on any one of these six cultural spheres, you may, on invitation, become a visitor and observer on any of the seven surrounding worlds of associated group activities. Number 3. The Angelic World. This is the headquarters of all the seraphic hosts engaged in system activities, and is surrounded by the seven worlds of angelic training and instruction. These are the seraphic social spheres. Number 4. The Super Angel World. This sphere is the Satania home of the brilliant evening stars, and a vast concourse of coordinate and near-coordinate beings. The seven satellites of this world are assigned to the seven major groups of these unnamed celestial beings. Number 5. The World of the Suns. This planet is the headquarters of the divine suns of all orders, including the creature trinitized suns. The surrounding seven worlds are devoted to certain individual groupings of these divinely related suns. Number 6. The World of the Spirit. This sphere serves as the system rendezvous of the high personalities of the Infinite Spirit. Its seven surrounding satellites are assigned to individual groups of these diverse orders. But on Transition World Number 6, there is no representation of the Spirit. Neither is such a presence to be observed on the system capitals. The Divine Minister of Salvington is everywhere in Nebadon. Number 7. The World of the Father. This is the silent sphere of the system. No group of beings is domiciled on it. The Great Temple of Light occupies a central place, but no one can be discerned therein. All beings of all the system worlds are welcomed as worshippers. The seven satellites surrounding the Father's world are variously utilized in the different systems. In Satania, they are now used as the detention spheres for the interned groups of the Lucifer Rebellion. The constellation capital, Edentia, has no analogous prison worlds. The few seraphim and cherubim who went over to the rebels in the Satania Rebellion have been long since confined on these isolation worlds of Jerusalem. As a sojourner on the seventh mansion world, you have access to the seventh transition world, the sphere of the Universal Father, and are also permitted to visit the Satania prison world surrounding this planet, whereon are now confined Lucifer and the majority of those personalities who followed him in rebellion against Michael. And this sad spectacle has been observable during these recent ages and will continue to serve as a solemn warning to all Nebadon until the Ancients of Days shall adjudicate the sin of Lucifer and his fallen associates, who rejected the salvation proffered by Michael, their universe father.